Wish you weren't hearing an ad right now? Want to get the next episode even sooner? Well, after the show, head to watchnebula.com/LegalEagleRadio. You'll get access to our original podcasts ad-free, plus exclusive originals and experimental shows from your favorite educational-ish creators. And best of all, you're helping us to make even more amazing content. Just go to watchnebula.com/LegalEagleRadio. It really helps us out.
Drunk man responds, "Boy, are you a lawyer?"
To which the man replies,
"No, I'm a..."
No matter where I go, people just sit down and read mean lawyer jokes to me.
Devin, I'm so glad you're here. Listen, I got some more here. Check this out. What happened when the semicolon broke grammar laws?
What happened?
It was given two consecutive sentences. Duh? Oh. No? Yeah? Maybe? Okay, no, maybe that. Okay, we got more. We've had a horrible winter this year. It was so cold. Lawyers were walking around with their hands in their own pockets.
Okay, hold on. When you need a lawyer, you are incredibly happy to pay them what they are asking for. That's not fair.
And listen, I don't make the rules. Okay, how about this one? I mean, I don't know even why. I just found these lying around. These are everywhere at this resort.
Well, tell me about it, man.
How do you make a group of lawyers smile for a photo? This is important on vacation.
How do you make a group of lawyers smile for a photo?
Ready? Here we go. Just say, fees!
Fees! A bargain at any price.
I heard you can get lawyers at IKEA now. They're very affordable. But you have to build your own case.
Well, I mean, that's not true. A lawyer will definitely build a case for you.
Objection!
Objection!
No, I just always wanted to do it. I'm so sorry.
Sam,
hey,
I'm so
Devin.
Happy to
How's
see you.
Shut up. What is the difference between a cat and a comma?
What's the difference between a cat and a comma?
One has claws at the end of its paws, and the other is a pause at the end of a clause.
You're gonna have to do better than that.
Okay, I got a novel for you.
Okay.
A young lawyer passed the bar exam and decided to get his first tailor-made suit.
Okay. Hopefully so, Indochino.
Indochino.
So he went to the finest tailor in town and got measured for a suit. A week later, he went in for his first sitting. He put on the suit and looked fabulous. He felt that in this suit, he will come across as very professional.
Okay.
As he was preening himself in front of the mirror, he reached down to put his hands in the pockets, and to his surprise, he noticed that there were no pockets. He mentioned this to the tailor, who asked him, "Didn't you tell me you were a lawyer?" The young man answered, "Yes, I did." To this, the tailor said, "Whoever heard of a lawyer with his hands in his own pockets?"
Oh man, come on now.
It's because you charge too much.
I charge a very reasonable rate.
Yeah, in your opinion. Okay, Devin.
Yes, sir.
If your mother-in-law and a lawyer were drowning and you had to choose, would you go to lunch or a movie?
Well, as we've covered many times on this channel, if they're drowning on their own accord, you have no obligation to save them. I mean, you should at least save the lawyer.
That's
because
great.
Lawyers contribute to society.
You want to go for a swim?
Will you help me?
No, I have no legal obligation, Devin. A man needing some legal help walks into a law firm.
Okay.
He asks an attorney, "If I give you $300 to help answer two legal questions I have, will you help me?" The attorney replies, "Sure, what's the other question?"
Nice. Actually, that's reading the textual evidence. That's perfectly acceptable.
Says the lawyer.
Absolutely. Get out of here. Oh, Thomas, it's so good to
Hi,
see
Devin.
You. Hello. You're my friend.
Hi, maybe.
Oh. Who gave you a law mic?
I don't know. I stole it from Matt, actually. He might be hurt
we
later.
We need to have some words.
Don't sue me. Get this. A drunk man walks into a bar looking for a fight.
Yes,
so he stands up in front of the bar and yells out, "All lawyers are..."
Oh, that's mean.
The bar falls silent for a few seconds before a man finally gets up from his table, taps the drunk man on the shoulder, says, "Take that back." The drunk man responds, "Why, are you a lawyer?" To which the man replies, "No, I'm a..."
Look, not all lawyers are that's just not fair. I mean, you know, professional courtesy, sharks and all that.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
Did you hear about the new sushi bar that caters exclusively to lawyers?
I haven't heard about this sushi bar.
It's called Sosumi.
That seems on the cusp. We'll see if that makes it or not. I'm not sure.
A lawyer dies in his sleep and arrives at the gates of heaven.
Okay.
And he asks St. Peter,
yes.
Why am I here? I was healthy and so young. St. Peter replies, young, you were 103 years old. Lawyer says, what? No, I was 36. St. Peter looks at his ledger and says, I see the problem. We are going by hours billed.
So that's actually a huge issue. If you bill more hours than you actually work, you can be disbarred for that.
Maybe St. Peter has the trap door too.
Yeah, I think there's a lawyer trap door there. That's one of the few lawyers who doesn't deserve to get into heaven. I'll cop to that.
What is the most common outfit for lawyers to wear?
I assume it's a suit.
A lawsuit?
Ba-ba-dum.
Hi, Devin.
Patch from Tearzoo.
How's it going? Mr. Eagle.
We just did a collaboration. You'll be my friend.
Yeah, sure. We'll see about that.
I think someone gave you some mean lawyer jokes.
Yeah, we even got some ones with animal themes, so it's perfect. What did the lawyer use when he went fishing?
What did the lawyer use?
Debate.
Ah, I like that one. That's a good one. That is a genuine lawyer skill, and it kind of puts lawyers in a nice light.
Thank you,
Patch. I needed that one.
Anytime. What do you call a snake that works for the government?
I don't like where this one is going. What do you call a snake that works for the government?
A civil serpent.
I'm okay with a good pun. That I'm okay with that. I'm just gonna spike the camera.
What's the difference between the law and an ice cube?
What is the difference between a law and an ice cube?
One is justice and the other is just ice. I feel like this one's better written out than said out loud.
we'll put that on the screen.
Yeah.
Justice and just ice.
What do you get if you send the Godfather to law school?
What do you get?
An offer you can't understand.
I mean, for that, you need lawyers that can write very clearly and succinctly. And yeah, I think Don Corleone would be a really terrible lawyer.
It'd be a tough one.
Tom Hagen, though. Really good lawyer. Joe Scott.
Devin.
You're going to be mean just like everybody else, aren't you?
Yes. I brought my specs to roast you appropriately. Arguing with a lawyer is like wrestling a pig in mud. Sooner or later, you realize they like it.
We do. We really, really do. That's not even a joke.
During a party, a doctor's telling a lawyer that he's sick of his friends asking him for medical advice. The lawyer says, just do what I do and leave a bill in their mailbox. The doctor decides he'll give it a try and thanks his lawyer friend. And then when he gets home, he has a bill in his mailbox from his lawyer.
I wish I could get away with that. I give out so much good advice to all of my friends, whether they want it or not.
Well, nobody likes a lawyer until you need one.
Exactly.
You know, and then they're your best friend.
Hopefully they like the lawyers before that.
If a lawyer gets a hip replacement surgery, do they call that procedure a rebuttal?
I like that.
A rebut?
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
You're replacing your butt.
Yeah.
I like it. That's a good one.
All right.
That's a good pun.
Oh, and one last thing. I know right now you're probably fumbling with your phone trying to find the next podcast to listen to, but you can't because this is an ad. But it doesn't have to be that way. Instead, you can go to watchnebula.com/legaleagleradio. You can get access to all of our original podcasts ad-free, plus exclusive originals and experimental shows from your favorite educational-ish creators. And best of all, you're helping to support us make even more amazing content. So before you go, check out watchnebula.com/legaleagleradio to support this channel and this podcast directly.